Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Tom Petty bringing this back. It's the Heartbreakers. I'm back there, in the back there behind him. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with John Swanziger. He's with Manta. He's the CEO over at Manta. Manta.com. I encourage you to check it out and see all the things that they're doing to help small businesses and to build build their community and to share great information and to help you put your best foot forward online. That's one of the main things they help people with. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about your recent research on artificial intelligence. What do small business owners think about this, and what did they tell you about their plans to adopt more?
You know, what small business owners said in the survey here is really they don't see a need for AI technology. We asked them what's preventing you from adopting any kind of AI powered tools. 28% of the respondents said, "Well, we just don't see a need for it," and then another 21% said, "I wouldn't know how to use it anyway." So it's really
They told you why too, right? They gave you some examples of why they might not be using it.
It wasn't relevant or valuable to them. You know, back to the only examples that stuck out, well, the 13% that do use it were using Siri or Alexa for 51% of them, and 47% use Nest. I mean, that's the whole group pretty much.
And that's consumer stuff. That's not even professional grade stuff. That's consumer stuff.
Exactly. I was surprised because I thought, especially with the marketing push at tax time last year, that they, small business owners would at least say, well, maybe my tax professional, maybe it was H&R Block or somebody else, uses AI or uses Watson. And, that's how I use it to power my business. But really, we saw almost no instances of using AI, from a day-to-day basis.
One of the things, John, that I've been talking a lot about this year is this unprecedented retreating from the marketplace of the legacy retailers. 10,000 stores in a year, couple of years, from the big guys to the smaller ones. That's unprecedented for them to just retreat, to vacate the Main Street like this, John. And yeah. So somebody's going to, that's leaving a vacuum, that's leaving sales that somebody's going to get. It's either going to be Amazon or it's going to be small business owners or a combination of both. And I've been trying to help small business owners understand that what an unprecedented event this is and to start taking steps to claim their end of the barbell, to claim this space. And I believe that the day's coming when in order for small business owners to hold on to their claim, they're going to have to use AI more to the degree that they have it available to them just to match as close as they can what Amazon and Google are going to throw at them.
I agree. Well, you look at Amazon stores as an example, right? Now they're entering brick and mortar and not even the Whole Foods part of it, which is a whole different thing that's going to be powered by AI. But if you look at an Amazon bookstore that they're starting to put out there, what they're doing is they're looking at the demand online within a certain radius of that store for, 80% of the people that are reading books
right
in that area. And that's how they do stock, that's how they stock inventory. So it's back to that same concept where they're using demand patterns online to decide what to put in a store. And you can do the same thing with any kind of service that you provide, but it's just it's backwards of how we think about brick and mortar, where that's where it starts and then they go online.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So what is your, having read all this and taken all this in, as we wrap up our visit here with about a minute to go, give us your assessment of where you think things are.
So, I think what small businesses can do, just to be real quick on this, is first give AI a try in your personal life. If you haven't tried Alexa, give it a go, or Google Home or Siri or, any of these, a Nest. See how it affects your life. Then sit down and lay out some goals for your business that you think it could help as well, whether it's in any of these areas. Even if the baby step is just, frankly, ordering stuff for your business or you know, setting the temperature so you're saving money on your bill
right.
each month. And then try to get your what you have for IT up to speed to see what you can do to, you know, from legacy, and you've pushed this before, Jim, anything that you have, these old legacy computer systems,
yep.
can you get something that's new in the cloud that, that uses AI? And then just kind of pay attention to what's happening in out there in the market. Like you said, whether it's autonomous trucks, delivery,
and if
whatever.
You're not doing that, you don't know what your customers are expecting of you, do you?
No, you don't, because they are expecting all of this stuff
yep.
and more,
yep.
because they see it every day.
It's in their expectations. Hey, John, give us the website one more time, please.
Manta.com, M-A-N-T-A.com.
Check it out, folks. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John Swanziger, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.